The world of technology is full of all kinds of exciting advances. Nanobots, emergent behavior, wireless connectivity in every corner of the globe. Fascinating, sexy, front page stuff. And I'd like to talk to you today about a technology that is none of these. And yet, it might save the lives of millions of people. The story begins with the U.S. company that ran the software for Venezuela's national oil company. When Hugo Chavez came to power, the company essentially sabotaged the system in order to strike a blow to the new president. That incident was likely one of many motivations held by the government of Venezuela to turn to open-source, homegrown code. According to Andrew Leonard's story in Salon in January of this year, open-source advocate Jeff Zucker had this to say about the move to open code. Quote, "The reasons behind the open source law are related to the wider social and economic policies of the Chavez government. Developing a national software industry as a counter to neoliberal policies of privatization and globalization. Developing computer mechanisms to support greater citizen participation in governance and greater transparency of public agencies. Broadening the base of local software developers to avoid the kind of one source of IT expertise situation that allowed the oil company sabotage. Building bridges between the oil industry and the rest of Venezuelan society." End quote. It's interesting to see how other governments are embracing free software, not just because of its costs, but also the ability it gives them to expand their own software industries and assume control over their critical infrastructure. At any rate, the best part about this is that the worldwide developer community gets expanded every time one of these developing countries goes open source. We could really start seeing countries across the world contributing for each other's benefit, not necessarily explicitly, but having a worldwide network of people trained in running government software on open platforms allows for economies of scale that a struggling nation wouldn't have been able to achieve on its own or by outsourcing to U.S. proprietary tech firms. Why does this matter in parts of the world where disease and starvation are endemic? Well, for one, lower cost means more money in the budget to clear national debt and invest in people's lives. But a more interesting argument is that, as these countries get better software infrastructure, they can improve their currently poor ability to get revenue from hard-to-collect taxes. As globalization progresses, increasing the take from revenues like value-added and income taxes will be crucial as easy-to-collect taxes from sources like tariffs and other more protectionist policies get eliminated from the books by free trade agreements. A better national software structure allows governments the flexibility in that area that their developed nation trading partners already possess. So, the incredibly boring, dreadful technology that might really save millions of lives? Open source income tax collection software for the third world. Ugh. Well, more money for cash-strapped governments leads to expansion of public services that were once cut by the IMF and the World Bank, which leads to better medical care, better agricultural assistance, better infrastructure in general, which leads to more development, more wealth, and therefore more tax revenue, and so on and so on. Not bad for the equivalent of a 1040 EZ, even if it is dreadfully boring.